it's Tristan Nieslein, and this is the 3E's podcast. In working as a sustainability consultant for the motorsport industry, I get to meet a lot of interesting companies, those who are helping the motorsport industry transform to better and greener practices. One such company joins me today as I speak to Johan Vacht from B-Comp. For the last 10 years, B-Comp have been providing sustainable lightweighting solutions across 16 different motorsport series, as well as other uses in sports and in space exploration. It's regarding their work with Extreme E and their partnership with Spark Technology on the Odyssey 21 SUV that I speak with Johan today. So please enjoy this conversation with Johan Vacht from B-Comp. This is the 3E's. Okay, so I'm joined by Johan Vacht, the motorsport manager for B-Comp. B-Comp, as you may or may not know, is the sustainable lightweighting company who provide the striking bodywork for the Odyssey 21 SUVs for Extreme E. So welcome, Johan.
Hi, Kristen. Many thanks for having me and looking forward to have this conversation.
Yeah, really excited to hear a little bit more about what B-Comp does and how you came to be part of the exciting Extreme E series. But first off, perhaps a little bit of background around B-Comp and how you got started.
Yeah, B-Comp was actually founded in the sports and leisure industry. So our two founders are two material science PhDs from the EPFL in Switzerland, which is one of the elite universities. And then they were, or still are, very passionate skiers and wanted to build the most performing ski core in the world, which was back then a combination of balsa wood and flex fiber. And during that time, they really saw the high mechanical properties of flex fiber, in specific, the high specific bending stiffness. And thought, okay, what's an application where we could use these properties? And that was really the start of the whole flex fiber composite business at B-Comp.
Fantastic. So you're mentioning flex fibers there. Exactly how does the material that covers the Odyssey 21, how is that made up? Can you describe it?
Yes, so flex fiber is something that is quite common in Europe. So we're talking about a couple of thousand years where people and farmers in Europe already grow flex fiber to have linen for the clothing industry, basically. So it has a very mature supply chain, but we are bringing it to another technical level. And you can really think about it. It grows on the field, mainly in the beginning of the year. And then you have the classical linen fiber production steps. And what is very different to the linen industry is that we are bringing it to a highly technical standard. So B-Comp is all about performance. And something that is new to the composite industry is that we are not only talking about fabrics. The very special thing about our technology is the so-called power ribs technology. So it's a rib B structure, a rib structure on the B side of a part. And this actually gives you the bending stiffness to perform on the highest level what we need in motorsports.
That's really interesting. Thank you, Johan. So when we're talking about the elite motorsport application, and we're talking about strength and stiffness and kind of the application that usually you'd use carbon fiber for, how does your product match up and why is it such a good option for Extreme E?
So we are talking about stiffness and not about strengths. That's very important to get like the understanding of the material. So when you talk about stiffness, then we are comparing ourselves against carbon fiber in thin-walled laminate that are mostly loaded in bending. And that's something that you can typically find, for example, in bodyworks. And in these thin-walled laminates, we have the same bending stiffness and the same weight as carbon. That's why the bodywork of the Odyssey 21 is perfectly suited for our technologies. Whereas when you design something on strength, then carbon fiber outperforms natural fibers. So for example, a carbon fiber monocoque would be lighter than a natural fiber monocoque. But on the sustainability side, you would still outperform the carbon fiber version. And the required stiffness that you need for a bodywork is something that you can achieve thanks to the combination of the Amputex fabrics plus the power ribs. And then you achieve something that looks really like probably like leaf veins. So that is also the inspiration of the technology. When you just think about a leaf, then you have a very thin, close to translucent surface that just closes more or less the leaf. And then on the backside, the ribs really give you the performance that you need. And that's why we use natural fibers there. So we're not using them because we want to have something green. We are using them because they are perfectly suited for the technology to gain height. So that's what it's all about. You want to gain height very efficient. And that's something what you can perfectly do with the flex fibers because of their low density. And compared to the density, their high stiffness, which gives you then at the end a very high specific bending stiffness.
Fantastic. That makes sense. So the stiffness is really what it's about, but also the kind of durability of that bodywork as well comes through really with the power ribs and that membrane that you have of flax fibers.
Yes, exactly. And when we then talk about durability, I think something that we can jump into would also be safety. So when you just think about a bodywork, something that you can see more or less in all kind of different racing series around the world, a major concern in lightweight carbon fiber bodywork is also debris. So normally when you have a crash with a carbon fiber bodywork, you have very sharp splinters on the racetrack, which are a potential safety risk when punctures appear, but also for drivers and marshals. So drivers can be hit by these splinters, and marshals, when they need to get rid of the debris on the track, can also hurt themselves with the debris or the sharp parts. And another thing is then when you come into the pits, and especially when it needs to go fast and people just try to rip away these bodyworks to place new bodywork on it, it's much safer to have something that is not crashing in these fatal mines. So with natural fiber bodyworks, you always have blunt edges. And thanks to the power ribs, the parts most often stay together, which makes it much safer.
Yeah, absolutely. And safety, we know in motorsport, is of absolute first concern for every series, really. So how are you seeing safety also when you're kind of with clients as a key measure of your product?
I mean, some of the things that is quite obvious is the changes that the SOO did in the GT4 regulations and also in GT2. So for them, especially as a gentleman racer-driven series and category, for them the safety thing is quite important, because when a professional race car driver has a puncture, he probably has another chance to cope with it versus a customer racing driver. And they placed that very high on their agenda. So at the beginning of 2019, they brought natural fiber composites into the regulations for aerodynamic parts, so splitters, dive planes, and so on, which quite often crash, because they want to get rid of the carbon fiber splinters on the racetracks, and they have a massive success with that. And I just talked to a customer racing team at the weekend that is also driving with a GT4 at the Nürburgring. And they are super happy with the technologies, especially thanks to that. So they had a quite massive impact on the front splitter, and we're quite happy because they could fix the part in something. I mean, you don't have a second to spend more or less, or to lose in such a pit stop at a important race like the 24 hours race, and then everything needs to go fast. And for them, it's just a huge benefit that the mechanics don't need to worry about hurting themselves when they repair the part in such a short time.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. So Extreme E, if we look at Extreme E as a series, Clearly, it's focused on climate change. So how it presents itself is very much about really how to go racing sustainably and draw attention to the impacts of climate change in the places that it goes. As a partner of Extreme-E's, you obviously need to have really good sustainability credentials and your impact. So can you talk to me a little bit about the circularity of your product? So what you're looking at in terms of how you source the flax fibers, and also what you can do with the, let's say it's broken or it's reached the end of its life, how it can be disposed of?
I think that is one of the biggest focus points in our R&D area. So we have had a partnership with the European Space Agency for more than 3 years for the Clean Space Project, where we really digged deep into the LCA topic of composites in general, and specifically in natural fiber composites compared to carbon fiber. As you might know, carbon fiber is quite front-loaded with its energy consumption, which means that you need quite a lot of energy to just produce the fiber itself. Whereas on the other hand side, you have natural fibers that literally grow on the field. So when you look at the cradle to gate global warming potential, which tells you how much CO2 you need to produce something from the raw material up to the part actually, there's a massive difference. So the first point where you look at to is on fiber level. And on fiber level or on yarn level, flax fibers or our B-comp yarns are actually CO2 negative, which comes from the fact that the plants doing the photosynthesis store CO2 chemically in the material. And when you then look to the next level, so going from the yarn up to the part, then obviously you need a metric system. And all these production steps are the same for natural fibers and carbon fiber. They need obviously energy and they need additional resources. But even taking all these processes in mind and also using the same resin systems, we reduce the cradle to gate CO2 emissions by 85%, which is already massively. And then the other point that you just mentioned, end of life, is also very important, because some parts you just can't repair anymore. I mean, you need to be sure that the part has the same safety as before. So for example, when we talk about crash boxes or something like this, these parts need to be disposed. And there's something that is quite a big issue with carbon fiber, because carbon fiber is special waste. And the recycling of it also needs, again, quite a lot of energy. So we are not really talking about a recycling, but a downcycling, because you lose most of its performance. And as mentioned before, you again need energy. So what we do with natural fibers, or what we also have in mind for composite parts in the future in motorsports, is thermal energy recovery at the end of its life, which, first of all, sounds probably not really sustainable when you think about burning something, but with a biogenic composite part, it makes a lot of sense. So we need to go to the first step again. We start with solar energy, that we then have photosynthesis, and then we have more or less chemically stored energy in the fiber. And so we have chemically stored energy in the part. And at the end of the part, we use this energy again, thanks to thermal energy recovery, and we can recover 80% of the stored energy in this part. So in the overall life cycle is actually very CO2 efficient. And thanks to that, we can close the gap to net zero. We are not there yet, but we are already on a very good way, and looking then also in all kinds of bioresins and so on in the future. And then you have something that is close to net zero without any waste, which also I think is very important for Extreme-E and an issue that we are just facing in the world. And in each life cycle, you start from zero basically, and you have the same high performance material that you used in the first one.
That makes a lot of sense. And actually some really great steps being taken there. And one thing, you know, from doing this podcast and looking at Extreme E is nothing's really perfect yet. It's really difficult in the world that we're in to be, you know, 100% on everything. And I think that's clearly where B Comp and Extreme E have a lot of shared values and experiences there. So what was the process of onboarding with Extreme E? Clearly you have the Niobium space frame. You have Spark Technologies who are building the Odyssey 21. How did all of that come together?
It's basically because of the good collaboration that we have with Spark Racing Technology. So this contact is already from quite some years ago, and we were always looking at a perfect case to collaborate on, as they are a leader in the field of electric racing, and they are also always looking to collaborate with companies that fit into their projects, being it Formula E or Extreme E. So that is the basis of everything. And I think we perfectly join forces there to make use of their capabilities in the car design. And we were super happy to support them then from the technical side to reach to the level they needed for the Odyssey 21. Also having in mind that probably a car like that was never built before. So the environment it's racing on, the sheer power it has, also the wheel-to-wheel racing of the cars. I think not only Spark, but everyone involved is learning day by day. And we are already looking forward to the next steps of the car and of the series.
Well, that's exciting to hear. We'll have to talk again about when you can about how that's going to look. Extreme E seems to be a brilliant, looking at the audience engagement figures and looking at how it's kind of landed in the first two races. Extreme E seems to be a great series to be able to showcase what you do.
Definitely, I think it's absolutely purpose driven from everyone that is involved, and that is somehow the baseline of our partnerships, that we really want to collaborate people with people that want to change the specific industry they are working in, and to showcase what is already possible today, but don't stop there. I think that is something that is really in the hearts of everyone involved, and also day-to-day work at B Comp. So we are pushing boundaries and trying to do this on all industry levels where we're involved. I mean, a lot of people see what we are doing in motorsports, but behind that, there's our automotive business, marine, sports and leisure, where we're coming from and what we are still doing. So it's super interesting to see how this all plays together. And with Extreme E, it's just fun to work with.
Yeah, it really looks it. And I guess motorsport has always been one of those places where technological innovation really can make its mark. So both in motorsports and outside, where else might we find B Comp's products? So where else can you see Power Ribs and Amplitex that perhaps listeners might not have realized you're there? And what are the use cases do you have?
I think when we really start in where B Comp is coming from, so we're talking about sports and the sports and leisure industry there. We're talking about skis, surfboards. Something that is in pre-development is in the biking industry. All kind of sports like baseball, tennis, rackets, and so on. So that is something that we are looking into. And then probably moving to the motorsports industry. Extreme E is a great showcase. Where we're coming from is more or less GT racing. So you will see a lot of parts in the GT4 category. Very important is now the step that we are going to GT3 cars. So more performing cars, more challenging than again in weight and so on. I have a couple of customers in Formula E as well. collaboration with McLaren in Formula One is quite important for us. Also to learn there on the highest level and to showcase that Formula One, or what Formula One can do in terms of sustainability, not only at the cars, but also in the complete environment. So we are looking there at everything that surrounds the cars, also at the Grand Prix weekends. And based on that, we are then looking at the large-scale automotive market, not only in exteriors, so what we are doing there in motorsports, but also looking at interiors. So we are taking the same base technology, which is the power ribs, to the car interior market, and using their compression molding process to achieve, for example, a door interior in less than 60 seconds, taking massively amounts of plastic out of the parts there, decreasing the weight, and having something that is unparalleled sustainable while working on a very high cost efficiency level, because that's what you need in large scale automotive. The parts and the processes that are used in motorsports are most often too expensive for the large scale market. And then the last area where we are growing very fast at the moment is the marine sector. So there it's also about cabin interiors and so on, but we are talking quite a lot about structural parts there. There's, for example, a project that is public with Baltic Yachts, one of the most renowned yacht builders in the world. And they are using more than 50% of Amplitex in their hull. So they are combining carbon fiber and natural fiber and achieving, thanks to that, a hybrid hull that is still using the high strength properties of carbon, but combining it with the also very good damping properties of our Amplitex technical fabrics, and achieving, thanks to that, something that is working on an extremely big yacht on a very high performance and sustainability level.
Really interesting. And talk to me a little bit, Johan, about the tractor road kind of journey, and how the BCOM technology is making that journey really from high performance motorsport to what we'll see in our day-to-day road cars.
When you look at GT4 cars, they are so close to cars that actually go to the market that it's a perfect proof of concept there. So we are taking all the steps and are using this to really fulfill the complete journey from race to road. And I think that is still the power that motorsport has to not only showcase technologies in the most extreme environment, like Extreme E is doing, also for a big audience, but also going then more to, in the next step, to close to road motorsports cars, to also get in touch with the OEMs, showing them, okay, we already have it on your GT4 cars. Let's make the next step together to high performance road cars. And I think that is something that you will see more and more in the upcoming years with BCOMS technologies.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we speak a little bit about electrification, then your project with Tesla, I remember, was something that was quite exciting.
Yes, absolutely. So back then, it was our first really serious project, but it turned out that it's, at the end of the day, it were only a couple of prototypes, because unfortunately, I think they were a bit too early back then. But it was for us the perfect showcase that you can, I mean, the it's just a logical thing when you want to build up a new sustainable series using electric motors in there, then you also should use an electric bodywork, whereas actually it was also electric. When you think about the roof of the Tesla, for example, the complete roof is a composite part using Amplitex and power ribs. But there were also LEDs in there. So you actually could use the roof as a massive LED screen for driver information. And just another cool showcase of how you can use the technology, because natural fibers are translucent. So that's something where designers quite often want to play with. But yeah, that will be super interesting. I mean, the FIA just announced that there will be a new electric GT already ramping up for 2023. And there are a lot of synergies there between an electric sustainable GT series and our materials.
Fantastic. And where can people find out more about B-Comp and its applications?
I think the very good basis for that is our website, really, gives you a good overall overview about technologies and which fields we are working on. And based from there, the step is really to get in touch with one of the specific industry managers. And then we are very happy to bring people in touch with our network. So as we are a materials provider and don't do parts, we have a lot of manufacturers actually that work all over the world with our materials. And then it's quite often it's a triangle between the person that wants to build the part, the manufacturer and us, up to the perfect high-performance sustainable lightweighting part on the application.
Johan, thank you so much for your time. It was really fascinating to hear about all the work that you do with B-Comp and its application, both in motorsport and outside. So it leaves me just to thank you and wish you all the best for what comes next with B-Comp.
Many thanks, Tristan. Super cool to catch up again. Sorry properly for my voice just coming back from the 24 hours race. I hope it's still good for the podcast and looking forward to catch up again soon.
Fascinating conversation there with Johan from B-Comp, especially hearing about 85% reduction in carbon footprint to the traditional uses of carbon fiber. Absolutely amazing stat. Understanding the different use cases from marine to space, and of course automobiles, and we could see it in a car that you'll be driving either on the outside or on the inside very soon. So join us again when we will speak to more organizations and people behind the Extreme E series coming up.